As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, we're live in Washington this morning. Correspondent Chris Baccia is joining us. A third top official at the Pentagon has been placed on administrative leave. We've been familiar with two advisors to Defense Secretary Hegseth being placed on leave. What is this third one involved with?
That's right. Well, the third one is also very close to Defense Secretary Hegseth. Colin Carroll is his name. He was the chief of staff to the deputy secretary, so also at the high civilian levels of Pentagon leadership, and the third person close to the secretary to be shown the door. Now, he's a little different from the other two in that he worked for the past administration, but he is a political appointee, and he is aligned with the political vision of someone like Pete Hegseth, and I think that is the surprise here, is to see folks very close to the secretary swept up in this leak investigation. Ostensibly, these people are being fired for having leaked details to the press that they weren't supposed to, so-called unauthorized disclosures. And it all goes back to the end of March when this was launched, on the day that Elon Musk came to the Pentagon after a New York Times story the night prior, saying he was coming to have a classified meeting with the Joint Chiefs over American war plans with China. The Pentagon denied that pretty furiously at the time, so did the White House. But in now the weeks later, they've decided to take some disciplinary action linked to potentially the Musk story, potentially others. We don't know exactly which one.
Interesting, because we're talking about this leak in the Pentagon of the potential of an Elon Musk meeting on China. Meanwhile, yesterday, Axios reporting from inside the White House that the president was the one who killed the idea of Elon being in that meeting and had some choice words for the idea that he would take part in that meeting. So it's like a double leak going on.
That's right. And that's adding to speculation that, Axios has a report there that perhaps this was coming from the White House, that this was a direct order, an indirect order, an interpretation of how the president feels about Elon Musk having come to the Pentagon for those reported meetings. And now we remember that he didn't end up having any sort of classified briefing, but it's unclear if a classified briefing was on the books and it was canceled after that story broke. We just don't know. But it does. There's plenty of speculation out there that this is not exactly a question of a leak. It may be a larger turnover, part of a purge. Some officials have speculated about that directly to us.
Chris, thank you for the update.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.